Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. This is the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board, September 9th, 2020. Our invocation will be done by Jean Houston, and our Pledge of Allegiance will be done by Lois Cook Hall.
Our Heavenly Father, we're indeed grateful for our many blessings. We're thankful that we could be here at this meeting tonight and to be able to discuss those things that will be presented and those things that affect the valley that we live in. We're thankful for the opportunity to be in this valley and for the blessing that is in our lives. We ask the blessings we have this meeting, this evening, we'll be able to understand those things that are presented and be able to discuss them and come up with solutions or things that we need to be able to do. We ask you to bless those that during this, especially this hard time of the COVID-19, that those that are suffering or need thy special blessings, bless them and their families and those that support and take care of them. We're thankful for all that we have and for this wonderful country that we live in. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm Margie Holland. I'm the Chair of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board.
I'm Kristen Pearson. I'm the Vice Chair of the Town Board.
Jean Houston, member, board member.
Lois Hall, member.
Amelia Smith, Commissioner Marilyn Kirkpatrick's office, and I would like to introduce you to Kim Adler and Greg Turner, who they are with Water Rec.
Okay.
So we'll just approve minutes, approve agenda, and then get to your items.
Okay. This is public comment devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. Does anybody want to speak now? Okay, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes. Do I hear a motion for the approval of the minutes from August 12th?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, the motion is on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of the agenda for September 9th? Do I hear a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, the agenda, the motion is on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, informational items. A representative of the Clark County Water Reclamation District to discuss the Lewis Avenue Lift Station Project for discussion only. That's you guys.
Right. Everyone can hear me? Okay. First, thanks for having us here tonight. We're here to discuss an upcoming sewer and building construction project that will be taking place along Lewis Avenue. So to kind of give you some perspective of where we're talking about, here's the wastewater treatment plant all the way down Lewis. We're going to be installing two force mains from this parcel here all the way to the treatment plant, along with a potable water line. This parcel here, so this is kind of zoomed in, this is the good news. Currently, we have our lift station right here above ground in the middle of the road there. That will be gone. We're going to demolish it, and we're essentially going to move the lift station to this parcel here. So you can see it's kind of really small, but the actual lift station is right here. You've got a vault, about a car lane here, and an electrical building set back on the property line. We're also going to be installing a fence around this parcel. We're anticipating construction starting on this project January 2022. Prior to that, our goal is to extend an invitation to the surrounding neighbors to come to the site, see the proposed area for where we plan to put the electrical building, and then get their feedback, because we know it's smack dab in the middle of a residential neighborhood. We don't want to put any sort of unsightly obstruction here. That would be an eyesore, right? So that's part of getting the feedback from the surrounding neighbors. So we're talking maybe about construction materials for the roof, maybe paint colors, landscaping options, things like that. And again, the project we anticipate will last about a year to complete from start to finish. Did you have anything else you'd like to?
No, you covered it.
All right.
Does the audience have any questions?
Yeah.
What is it, Ralph?
It's an electrical plant, right?
It's a wastewater.
No, but I mean, you're going to be using the electric, right? Why don't you use the solar?
It's electricity is for operating the pumps and the odor control system.
So why can't you use solar? Just like we do on our house?
I doubt they can produce enough electricity to run the pumps, the size of pumps that they have for a lift station.
What I can do is I can go back to our office and check with the engineers and get you a more specific answer. Will that work for you?
Yeah.
You got it. I'll do that. And I'll follow up with you and the supervisor answer. Okay, fantastic.
Does the board have any questions or?
Sure. What are you going to do with the road after you?
Good question. Yeah. I know that a lot of people are concerned about that. So last time we spoke to Clark County Public Works, they have to hold off until this project is done before they can come in and do anything with it. And as far as we know, it's on the list of projects to be completed. I can't tell you an exact time. It's going to happen immediately after we're done and move out there. They move in and do the road restoration. That's something we can follow up with Public Works and find out where it is on that priority list. But I do know that it's on the list.
Can you show me with your finger exactly where the fence will go around? What exactly the fence is going to go around?
Yeah, so the proposed fence is right here. This color, this blackish
uh-huh.
color here.
Okay.
So it's really to protect the electrical building.
Okay, is there any access to underground and those things in the front there that kids could get into? No, there isn't, where the vault is and stuff.
Are you talking about here? So this vault right here, it's approximately 6 inches off the ground, so it's like a super low profile.
Okay, but there's no way to get into it.
The hatches for those would be locked.
They'd be locked, okay, yeah. Okay. Because there's a lot of kids that live on that.
There are a lot of kids, mm-hmm. Yes.
Question?
Yeah, safety is always a top concern for us, and you know we ensure that our construction crews out there are making sure that the work site is safe. And you know, also one of the things they do too is they'll come by with a watering truck, water down that dirt so that you don't have dust flying around. That's kind of standard operating procedure for our construction projects.
And we can talk to them about fencing off this other area down here.
Mm-hmm.
As well, see if that's an option.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything else?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I guess that's it.
Thank you.
Okay, there's no planning and zoning items. General business, review and finalize fiscal year 2022 budget request and take public comment on the budget request for possible action. Does anybody have anything on the budget that they want to add or subtract? Or?
Well, since this is, the third time that we looked at
yeah.
it, I'm pretty familiar with it.
Yeah.
And I know we voted on it one at a time with this, right?
No.
Is this the third time we voted?
It's the second time we voted.
Well, I'm comfortable with it. I've done most of the talking with that. I'm happy with what we got on there.
Yeah, I think it's
we get
into
it, it'll be great.
Yeah. Do you have anything?
I'm happy with it.
Okay.
I'm like Jean. I've seen it several times.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm comfortable with it.
Me too. I'm comfortable with it also. So.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we approve, because I don't read it now. I'll approve for this final budget request for 2020, fiscal year 2022, excuse me.
Okay, a motion is on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries. Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held now. Does anybody want to make any comments?
I do have a couple comments that I would like to make, but would you like to open it to the...
Open it to the audience. Any comments from the audience?
Do you want to talk, Rob? Not this time, Lynn. That's okay. Good.
Did you want to talk, Nick?
Just here for the progress.
Oh, you're just here for the progress? Okay.
That would just remind people that this Friday there's stuff going on.
What stuff?
What stuff?
The Freedom Walk for 9/11.
There's the Memorial Walk. It's at 6 o'clock here at the courthouse. They're meeting. All the firefighters, military, police, everyone's walking.
So that's 9 o'clock on Friday?
6 o'clock.
Oh, 8 p.m. Oh, okay. So afterward.
On Friday.
That makes better sense.
And if you're not marching, they do want you lining the streets.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then they have the parade, flag parade for cars. And that's meeting at Logandale Fire Station. That's at 5. And then they're leaving by 5:20. To go on the parade and be here for the Memorial Walk.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to remind everybody to keep watching my Facebook page, Stay by Mesa.
Okay, our next meeting is October 4th.
I have a couple announcements.
Oh, I'm sorry, you've got some. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention voting because there seemed to be a little bit of. Confusion there. So early voting will be here at this office on October 21st from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then of course on voting day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
October 21st?
I'm sorry?
October 21st?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then the double negative, we have Parks and Rec that wants to come and provide a presentation to let you know where they're at with that project. That's the outdoor public art to as a gateway showing people to the double negative. So just keep that in mind. That will be on the next agenda.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Our next meeting is October 14th, 2020. This meeting is adjourned.
Happy birthday. I think we'll save everybody from having to sing. I don't think you can hear me.